Hello and welcome to Starcast from Planet Waves. My name's Eric Francis Coppolino, the author of the Planet Waves Horoscope and host of PlanetWaves.fm. Tonight's edition is for the 11th into the 12th of October, 2021. Program promised for Monday. Technically, it still is Monday. It has been that kind of a day. Let's jump right in with some information from the moon. Pretty much we are in a lull of solar and planetary activity for a couple of days. That will start to get interesting again toward the end of the week and into the weekend. However, now we've got lots going on with lunar aspects, and here is a brief rundown. First of all, as of this recording, late Monday night Eastern Time in Kingston, New York, the moon is approaching a 90-degree or square aspect to Chiron. Moon square Chiron can trigger things and come with a sense of intensity and has a quality of perhaps being a little too much to handle. The moon is in a more reserved and restrained sign, particularly for itself, that being the moon moving through Capricorn, remembering that the moon rules Cancer, and so it is in, I forget, it's either its detriment or fall. I never can get those straight when it's placed across the dial in Capricorn. Be that as it may, and let's see if some details shake out as I continue my little monologue here for a few minutes. Moon square Chiron is definitely a significant aspect, and it's going to color the late night and early morning hours. This is one of those things about waking up on the wrong side of the bed. Some people may wake up with some strange dreams. There is definitely the provocation of what might be called mommy issues, or more simply stated, the human need for nurturing, and then what happens when the need for nurturing and contact from the feminine in whatever form it may take is denied. And we live in times when there's just a lot of that going on, when the word no seems to have supplanted the word yes in all sexual or nearly all sexual transactions, and I'm at least happy that more women are breastfeeding, but who knows how many really are, and that kind of thing. And besides, a whole bunch of us weren't, and so are existing with these kind of receiving nourishment kind of debilities, right? The thing with mommy issues is that it's often about the inability to receive nutrients, to take in that which is offered, even though it might be offered. But the moon in Capricorn is a bit chilly, and you can't blame anyone who has experienced this in some direct way, where they're supposed to be nourishment and nurturing, having not even had very much of that offered. So anyway, see what this means for you now that I've completely colored your perception of what this aspect might be about. Now, the moon continues through the day to make aspects to planets on the cardinal cross. So where we left off last time was lots going on with Moon, Mercury, Mars time aspects dancing. I remember the new Moon conjunct Mars, and then Saturday a Sun, Mars, Mercury triple conjunction. Now we're a few days past that. That's starting to loosen up a little bit, but the Moon is going to pass through the territory in that the Moon is going to be making contact with all of those planets throughout the day tomorrow by way of Capricorn. So something does not have to be in a sign to make contact with planets in that sign. So when I say move through the territory, I mean move through the degree range, in this case about 13 degrees to about 19 degrees, of the cardinal signs, Mercury, Mars, and the Sun in the cardinal sign Libra, and the Moon in the cardinal sign Capricorn. So it'll be Moon square Chiron, and then Moon square Mercury a little bit later in the day. So that what that means is, what that's telling us, is that Mercury and Chiron are in an opposition. And this is one of those things where people strain to feel like they are intelligent enough. The retrograde of Mercury has a potential debility in that it would be fairly easy, I would say, imagine someone born with a natal chart with Mercury retrograde, square the Moon and opposite Chiron. This person would not be too inclined to think that they were particularly intelligent, which could be completely the opposite of what is true. Often there is a kind of savant quality to retrograde Mercury in aspect to Chiron, though that is also kind of commingled with a reticence to speak up for fear of being judged. So we're seeing plenty of that go on. It is not something new, but it is definitely something that is rather prevalent and a bit overbearing in our time of history. So the thing about these aspects that indicate, for example, the reticence to speak up are often productive to challenge and to assert yourself in a way that is sincere but potentially experimental, and then see the result that you get. And remember, the result that you get might not be the result, for example, how you feel 5 minutes later. The result that you get may not be noticeable for a week or so, right? Or longer when you see how things shake out for you. All right, so the Moon continues to move through Capricorn. It's going to eventually reach first quarter, I guess first quarter. I can't believe it's so soon. It just seemed like I was going on and on about the new Moon. The first quarter Moon takes place late the night of the 12th New York time, so it's the 12th at 11:25 p.m. daylight time. And then overnight Tuesday into Wednesday, the Moon will make a conjunction to Pluto. So both Monday night and Tuesday night come with rather intense and potentially alienating, or come with astrology that can come with a feeling of alienation and a bit of that lone wolfish type of sensation. All right, so the main event this week, though, are the solar aspects. And as I said, there's a brief lull in the action, though on the, let's see. So first of all, on the 13th, I'm not sure exactly what time. Let's see if I can get that. Hold on there, please. I'm doing this one a bit on the fly. On the 7th, hold on. So let's see. We're talking Sun, Quincunx, Neptune previously. Okay, got that right. Thank you for that brief technical pause there. As you can see, I'm not trying to dazzle you with my fantastic script writing and flawless presentation. All right, things get interesting with solar aspects, that is to say, aspects that the Sun makes to other planets, beginning on the 13th. The 13th is Wednesday, and this first one happens again late at night, New York time, on Wednesday, and that is the Sun quincunx Neptune. So it's a Sun Neptune aspect that can have a bit of a foggy feeling, or sometimes a full moonish kind of, ooh, things are so mystical and beautiful. And it might indicate some scenarios with intuition that is not quite right. So this is not the time to just completely depend upon intuition and say, oh, my intuition said to do this, and therefore I'm going to do it. Give that a chance. Give yourself a chance to find out if you're on the right track when you think of something that might be, you consider intuitive, like you're getting a message from something or you're seeing seeing synchronicities. All right, so the next one says, and sun, making an aspect to a ruler, modern ruler, not technically a ruler, but everyone thinks it's a ruler, so we'll just say planet with strong affinity to Pisces, that being Neptune. I mean, nobody can deny that the god of the sea in the sign Pisces is not kind of relevant there. That's that special, right? So we'll skip the word ruler and say the moon, excuse me, it's late. The sun, that's the brighter circle in the sky. There's two large ones. The sun will trine Jupiter on the 15th. That's Friday. So we're going past the sell-by date of this podcast, but let's keep going. So this is to say that as the weekend approaches, things are going to heat up again. And so the first thing that happens is the aforementioned sun quincunx, 150-degree aspect to Neptune. Then the sun trines Jupiter. That's on the 15th at about 7 in the morning. Then the next thing that happens is the sun squares Pluto. That's a big one. So sun square Pluto is on the 17th. So that's another kind of deep, introspective thing, and there can be a little bit of power tripping there. So you want to make sure as the week grinds on or wears on or wiggles or worms or flows on that you are doing your best to stay on the on the good side of people who may be in power in some way. And this is all leading up to, now I can see why I've gone out this far, this is leading up to Mercury stationing direct on the 18th. The 18th is a Monday, so that's 1 week from today. We've got one more week of this rather overbearing, ridiculous Mercury retrograde. They just seem to get more exciting as the world gets more mercurial and ever more buried in technology. So 11:16 a.m. on the 18th Monday, Mercury stations direct. By that time, the moon is in Aries, and we're kind of getting, from that point on, there's five more days till the sun enters Scorpio, and we're getting around that Scorpio time of year. A lot of water to go under the bridge between now and then, or said another way, an Earth-based metaphor, a lot of ground to cover. I have written a new Planet Waves weekly horoscope. Now, I'm not afraid to call it weekly because I'm back in the groove there. That's going to come out 7 o'clock Eastern Time on Monday. This is a subscriber-sponsored horoscope. It's possible to read it for free, but I would ask if you can afford to do so and you dig my work and you realize how many people it takes to keep this whole circus known as Planet Waves and Planet Waves FM going strong and staying organized and websites running, please do subscribe. Or you can make a tax-deductible donation to planetwaves.fm, our nonprofit arm. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. And I will catch you later in the week, probably on Friday. Bye for now.